This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
President Trump kicked off the new year by addressing farmers in Nashville this week. He received a warm welcome, as some in the agriculture industry say he's the first president in a long time to listen to farmers' needs. Joining us now, Chris Galen, Senior VP of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, the president touched on a few issues. What does he say about the situation with our neighbors, particularly Canada and the North American Free Trade Agreement?
Yes, the president didn't say a whole lot about the NAFTA negotiations, Bill, but what he did say was encouraging, and that is that he wants to get a better deal for our farmers, which, representing farmers, of course, that's exactly what we want. And more to the point, he is spending less time now talking about pulling the plug on NAFTA and more about some of the things that need to be changed to conclude this successful renegotiation. And from the dairy industry standpoint, obviously, one of the key things that we've been talking about is we need to see Canada roll back its controversial Class 7 pricing system, which is anti-free trade, it's anti-competition, and it needs to go. And that is something that the president himself hasn't spent a lot of time on, but Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, as well as the Undersecretary for Trade, Ted McKinney, both of those people at USDA in the last week have specifically cited the dairy issue with Canada as something that needs to be resolved as part of NAFTA. So I think we're encouraged here as we start 2018 that we're going to mend AFTA, not necessarily end it, but as part of that mending, we do need to deal with Canada's situation regarding its pricing program.
Another issue is immigration reform, and the president held a meeting recently, an open-door meeting with the media, a bipartisan meeting to talk about immigration reform, saying that he'll pretty much sign anything that they can come up with, huh?
It was quite an extraordinary meeting, even by the Trump administration standards, where he had a bipartisan sit-down in full view of the news media to talk about one of the most controversial of all issues, and that is what to do about our immigration policy. In the short term, what they're trying to do is figure out how do you address the DACA program. It will be in effect for about two more months, but they need to do something in Congress, either to end it or extend it, but figure out what they're going to do with it. And as part of that, the president's also talked about getting additional money for border security, including extending the wall with Mexico. But in the discussion Tuesday, what the president opened the door to, I don't know about opening the border, but he opened the door to some additional measures that would be resembling more of a comprehensive approach, Bill, to immigration reform. And as part of that, we think then that opens the door to more things specific to farm labor and some of our long-term goals, which are having a new guest worker program that will allow our dairy farmers and others in agriculture to be assured of a future flow of workers from other countries to the U.S. so that we can properly document not just those future workers, but deal with the workforce that we have now that is illegal and undocumented. And I would also say, Bill, that although the president didn't talk about that Monday in Nashville in front of the Farm Bureau, he did do some subsequent interviews in Nashville while he was there, where he acknowledged the fact that our farm employers, many of them in the dairy industry, do need to have a better system than what we have now, and he's sympathetic to that. So all in all, I think a very good start to 2018 regarding the push for immigration reform.
Really boils down to whether the Republicans and Democrats can get together and work on this issue, because it really sounds like President Trump will sign it if they can come up with an agreement.
It's an important point that while we have started here with good intentions, there's still a lot of negotiation and compromise that has to happen between the House and the Senate, between Democrats and Republicans, and then they've got to negotiate with the White House as well. So while the language has been positive and a lot of the good intentions expressed this week are all encouraging, this has been such a controversial issue, and it's one where we've had a series of fits and starts only to see frustration for year after year. So we want to be optimistic. We're going to continue to push Congress and the White House to do something on immigration reform, but we're also going to be realistic about what can be achieved.
To be continued. Thank you, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation. We mentioned President Trump visiting Nashville. Also speaking at the American Farm Bureau Federation was Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue.
USDA and the American Farm Bureau Federation have had a great relationship, and it's absolutely one that we want to continue. We want to be responsive to you, the customer, because you're the ones out there in the fields every day.
Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.